Blog Talk Radio. Impossible things, that's who I am. Just let me be who I am.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter. I hope you are enjoying Jason Nelson, I Am, and how God is letting us know that he has all powers in his hand. He can do the impossible. He's the Alpha Omega. He said, I am. So all those things that we have dealt with, we're going through, he's saying, let me deal with it. Give it to me. Let me deal with it. So I hope that you enjoy listening to the song, I Am. My name is Mary Hollis, and I'm your host tonight. And thank you so much for tuning in to our next chapter, Widows Ministry Talk Show. We are a ministry that embraces widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Well, I am excited. I'm excited because less than 4 days, our 17th year anniversary. I just can't believe how time has flown and how God has gotten us through this time, and it's now 17 years. He's been a blessing. And the next chapter, Widows Ministry, we are now a nonprofit organization. So he is a good God. He has truly, truly blessed this ministry. And I hope that this ministry is blessing you. I'm going to start with our anniversary celebration, and then I'll go into a special word talking about God's, God has a plan B. He always have a plan B, because sometimes we do things to interrupt plan one that he has. And there's so many things can happen with that plan one, that plan A, I'm just going to say, plan A. So he gives us another chance again to have a plan B. And we're going to talk about some of those things afterwards. But our 17th year anniversary is this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. I hope that you will be inviting others to join us and help us celebrate this great occasion. Of course, it's going to be virtual. This is our first year doing it. So many things are being done virtual, so it can be done. We can go on doing things because of the technology that is out there. And the theme of our anniversary this year is how God can change your rags to riches. Now, you're going to have to be a part of our anniversary so you can see exactly what we're talking about, how God can change your rags to riches. And we're not just talking about money. It's not all about money. So tune in on Saturday so you can hear the word and know exactly what we're talking about that. Our scripture is 2 Peter 1:3. Some of the other things I want to mention about and the anniversary, some, like I said, housekeeping. I hope that you will set your clock. That's the first thing. Set your clock. Set it early enough to get dressed. Also, sign in a little bit early so you can make sure that you're doing everything right. Sometimes the computer gets a little slow or whatever. So sign in at least 5 or 10 minutes before 10 o'clock so you can be ready so we can begin on time and end on time. So we don't want to waste your time. So if you will start early signing on, we're asking you to wear something purple and silver. If you can't, if you just have something purple, you can have something silver. You can do the combination of both. But our colors are purple and silver. And like I say, you can be casual, business casual, or casual. I want you to be comfortable. So just knowing that is nothing that you got to put a hat and all that stuff on. Our presenters might look a little bit dressier or myself, but want you to be comfortable. So just know that. And let me see some other things that I want to mention to you early. Inviting others. And I am going to, on the flyer, I sent each one of you a flyer. And if you didn't get one, it's because something was wrong with your email address. And I hope that if you have not received one, you will not wait until Friday or Saturday morning to call me and say, Mary, I don't have that information. I want you to call in the next 2 days, Wednesday or Thursday. Friday, do that before Saturday. I would hope that none of you will call me on Saturday morning. And if you can't make it or something happened, you can text me later on and say, Mary, something came up. I was unable to attend. But please don't call me Saturday morning because I'm going to be busy getting ready for the 17th anniversary. And I'm going to need every minute and time that I need to get ready and get for this occasion. So please call me beforehand if you have any questions. You have not received the email. I sent the email to you plus a reminder. So if you haven't received it, what I'm going to do tomorrow, I am going to text you the link and also by email. So you'll have one way or the other. Now, if I send it to you by text and you do not have a Zoom app, it's not going to work from your phone like that. You're going to have to get an app in order for it to click on. And if you have done this before with other Zoom, you won't have any problems. And then I will also send it to you by email. So I'm going to be busy tomorrow trying to get those things to you. But if there's any question or any concern, give me a call Wednesday or Thursday. But please give me, unless it's extreme emergency, that you want to call me Friday, but it'll be early Friday. No, it can't be Friday at all, because I won't be available, because I'm going to be busy helping my daughter with her pre-K, and then afterwards, I'm going to get my hair done. So you need to call me Wednesday or Thursday, please. Insert anything else. So I think that's all the housekeeping rules that I wanted to mention to you. And it says on the flyer, please donate. We need your support to keep this ministry going. There's a cost to be on the air every Tuesday night. So we need your support and to send a donation. Send, you can do the donation beforehand or you can do it on Saturday morning. You can do a cash app to TNC Widows with a cash app sign and TNC Widows. Or you can make the check payable to the TNC. That's the next chapter, Widows Ministry. That's what. So you can send a check, but you know, cash app is the quickest and the fastest way of doing things. And some of you have already sent a donation, and I just want to thank you right now in case if I forget. I want to thank you for your donation. I have received some already, and I thank you so much for your support, because this, in order for this ministry to continue, most of the time, and really, the things that we do for you, it's normally free. It's free for you, not free for us. It's free for you. So just knowing that we need, we haven't had an opportunity to raise any kind of money or do anything because of this pandemic. So this is our way to raise money to keep on doing the things that we do for you. We, you know, we have a Valentine party and everything is taken care of. You just come and enjoy yourself. Sometimes we have other events where we charge you a small amount, but we normally support you in that. And every effort that we pretty much we do, we are supporting in some kind of way. And also being on the air every Tuesday night is a cost. So just knowing it's a cost for us to keep this ministry. We send cards out. We send birthday cards, thanking of you cards. It costs stamps, envelopes, and the cards. There's different things that we do. So the ministry needs your support. And we thank you, the ones that have continued to support us in the past. And I hope that you will join the others in supporting this ministry. And we thank you in advance for your support. Let me see what else I want. I think that's pretty much it that I wanted to. Oh, the other thing is, we had asked at the last meeting, the last monthly meeting, this is September, August meeting. We had an August meeting, and we asked anyone to if you wanted to support this radio talk show. It is $39 per Tuesday. If anyone wanted to, we have had a couple of you to take care of for June, August, and September. And we have somebody for October, but we can use somebody for November and December. So if you would like to go ahead and send us a donation to take care of the for the talk show. We'll be very appreciative. Because, like I said, we didn't have a lot of different ways that we normally raise money for the ministry. And that is all is for the announcement. I have a little bit of a word of an encouragement tonight. Now, if you were on early, you heard Jason Nelson. And, you know, God can do the impossible. You know, he's been doing some impossible things throughout my whole life. I can sit back. And I can really think back as early as a little child, the things that he protected me from. I lived in New York. I went to college at night. On the subway, I was always nervous coming home late at night. I didn't get out of I worked during the day and went to college at night and didn't get out of school until 10 o'clock at night. And I would be quite nervous coming home. Once I got off the subway, that's when I became a little bit nervous, but I knew God was there with me. And he protected me in so many different ways. He supplied my needs when my husband transitioned. I mean, he took care of me and my children. So God is able. Yes, we are going to go through trials and tribulations, some emotions, hard times. I've gone through some hard times, you know. But it strengthens you in ways that will help you. But God wants you to rejoice in your suffering because he is there and he wants you to recognize him that he is going to get you through this. I know you'll say, why did he put me through this in the first place? Why am I in this place right now? Why do I have to endure the pain of this loss? The situation I'm in, why now, why me? None of us have the true answer to these questions. Some of us do receive some, but we have to just trust God. We must rejoice in our suffering and praise him still because he knows that your suffering produces perseverance. Character, problems that cause your pain can ultimately increase your hope and increases your faith and your belief. However, this doesn't happen automatically. You have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit as he guides you through times of suffering. Perseverance is a rare commodity in this day and age. Most people look for and long for a quick fix. We don't want to wait. We want a quick fix. I've had this situation with my house, water damage, and both bathrooms is all messed up right now. You know, tiles and stuff are in the walls, the holes in it. If this is week seven, so I have had to persevere, pray, and just believe that God is going to work things out, but starting tomorrow, they're going to start the work and repair. And I thank God. I mean, this waiting thing was something else, but I continue to stand strong on this promises because by waiting, I was able to accomplish more from the insurance company that they did at the beginning. So sometime wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen the heart. And he also will bless you. And he has certainly blessed me, and now I'm getting this process going. Let's go on. Let's see some more. Perseverance is, I did talk about that part. But lingering, I indicated that we always wanted a quick fix. But lingering adversity accepted with trust and confidence that Jesus is saying in me. Develop Christ-like character. This prepares you for an eternal problem-free living with me. It's not necessarily fault. It's more or less you can have, even when you go through your trials and tribulations, you can have peace. He teaches you how to have peace because you know at the end he's going to take care of it. Your changed character will bless you and others in this world also because he crafted you in his own image. The more you become like him, he said, the more you can experience hope. Your transformed character convinced you that you indeed belongs to him. This helps you cope with problems you face, trusting that you will get through this and he will handle this with you. And the wondrous hope of heaven shines on you daily, strengthening you and encouraging you. And one of these blessings, the blessing of it all, of encouragement, he said, be encouraged. And encourage is a passive form of the verb. You receive encouragement as a free gift from me when you make the effort to hold on to your hope, your faith, and your belief. Focus on what really, what I have already done. Died on the cross for your sin. What I'm doing, living in you, and what I will do, take you home to heaven. Now, he's going to take us home to heaven one day, and just knowing that if we are still here when he comes back, we're going to be lifted up from the earth into the clouds. But also, guess what? He's going to have the dead. Your loved one's going to be lifted up as well, but they're going to be lifted up in the clouds before you, and then we will too. So just knowing that we're going to be on this flight journey together, and we're going to see them once again. So that's hope there. Hope that one day you will be with them again. You know that that we all were going to die. And he didn't indicate that we was going to all die together or go up together, whatever. So we're going to have to believe that each person has their own date and time to transition from this world. And we can't always do it together. So we have to be strong in knowing that God is still walking there with us in any situation that we might be going through. He is always there, walking with us. In Philippians 3:14-16, I press on forward to the goal to win the prize on which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature shall take such a view of things. And if in some point you think differently, that to God will make clear to you, yeah, one day he will make things clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. So you know in the past that God has gotten you through certain situations. He's not going to stop. Just like on another Jason Nelson song, he said he will love you forever. And he means just that. He still loves you. I know sometimes you don't feel that way because of what you're going through, but he still does. So we have to, you know, continue to praise him and love him, and knowing that, you know, he's going to reveal and strengthen us and get us through this time in our lives. And be try to have, there's a description in the scripture saying a song, Hold On My Child, Joy Comes in the Morning. It's a scripture. Joy does come in the morning. Eventually, it will come in the morning. So just keep hope alive and knowing that I know that these different holidays and birthdays, that your loved one, that's coming around, holidays, different things that you and your husband or loved one used to do together, anniversary. Just enjoy the good memories and try to just just engage in it and embrace in those moments that you share. Just be blessed that you had the opportunity to have this loved one around you for so long. You know, some of you have many years of marriage, 20, 30, and 40-something years of marriage, and just knowing that it was a blessing to share that time. You know, some, you know, people have shorter time in life with their loved ones. So you're still blessed, in spite of how you feel right now. So that's pretty much what I have to say tonight. Just knowing that God is, he does the impossible, and he has all powers in his hands. He is a healer, and he will be there for you through all of these things that you may be going through. Just be encouraged. But he still loves you. He still does. But I am excited about Saturday, and I hope that you are for the next chapter of Widows Ministry. Please tell others who are going through the journey of grief. Let them enjoy and help us celebrate. This is one way of helping us celebrate. To be a part of this Zoom celebration. And like I say, I am available. Text me, call me if you have any additional information. But don't wait until the last minute to try to log on. Test it. Try testing. You got time at home. Test it and see how it is. But if you have not never done any Zoom on your phone, you're going to need to have a Zoom app. So try it out. But if you've done it on your email, you shouldn't have a problem. All you have to do is click the link, and I'll be sending that link to. We had it on the flyer, but it wasn't a link. It was just the information that you key into once you Zoom. Us, you can be able to click that the ID number. So Sheila has put together the link, so it'll be much easier for you. So I'll be sending that to you tomorrow by text and email. And like I said, if you don't receive it, that means I don't have the correct information. I did have a couple of people email address something was returned. So yes. You did not, please let me know. And that is all I have to for tonight. Be blessed. Have a great rest of the week. And set that clock. Be ready to tune in on Saturday. And we are going to celebrate the 17th year of the blessing of the Lord. How can God change your rags to riches? You want to hear the answer to that. And be blessed. And good night. And I'm going to continue to play I Am. Where are you? Let's see if I can find this real quick. There you are.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. And where you start, I am the just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am. Oh. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you